Hello, and glad you're spending some time on my site today. You'll see a lot of color and coverage of the D-Day Museum grand opening of the fabulous new theater down in New Orleans. And I got to tell you, it is really a treat. If you get a chance to go down to New Orleans and take in this World War II movie, this stunning motion picture, I would really urge you to do so. Tom Hanks produced it. He narrated it. He was there in person. Let me tell you this, I've been a Tom Hanks fan for many, many years, from his Meg Ryan movies that he's had, like You've Got Mail and so many of those great movies, Sleepless in Seattle, to Big, one of my all-time favorites. Identify my son with that movie Big that he played. The space story that he did, On the Desert Island. I mean, there's so many great Tom Hanks movies. He was just down to earth, the perfect gentleman, the funny guy, told tremendous jokes. He made a lot of fun of Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw was the master of ceremonies, and it was a treat to have a long visit with him. He'd been my daughter's mentor when she was at NBC News and took a real liking to her, and we talked at length about her future and all he had done at NBC, and really quite a fella. Well, Tom Hanks, when talking about Brokaw, when we had our gathering, said that, now, you know, you can go to the gift shop, and Tom Brokaw will be there to autograph all his books, The Greatest Generation, The Sons of the Greatest Generation, The Grandsons of the Greatest Generation. He went through title after title after title, kind of ribbing Brokaw. He finally said, in his brand new book, Recipes from the Greatest Generation. So it was really quite a gathering. Then we all went in to see this marvelous film about D-Day that happened back in 1944 in December when the attack took place there on the shores of France to drive back the Germans. And it was just breathtaking. Gave you the whole scope of World War II, actually, not just D-Day, although it's the D-Day Museum. But it was, the movie was not in 3D, it was 4D, which means when the plane, low-flying planes came over, your seat rocked. When it snowed, the flakes came down right on you in your seat. Just so many wonderful things. Surround sound, one of the largest surround screen curved motion pictures in the world. And they just did a fabulous job, called the Solomon Theater, in honor of my father-in-law, who's been in the movie business for so long. And we really had a marvelous time taking in all this museum. A lot of the photographs are on my site. I talk about it in my column this week about what it means to make sacrifices. Why were they called the greatest generation back in the 40s? Why aren't we the greatest generation today? And what should we be doing? What could we be doing? That's the focus of my column this week, so I hope you'll take a time to look it over. Look over the pictures from the D-Day Museum. I also did a little color feature when I was down in New Orleans about the Half Moon Bar, the really long-time historical bar in New Orleans where all the politicians hang out. So you might find that of interest to check over the site, as well as some other features on there I hope you'll enjoy. Again, if you get a chance, I wouldn't take young kids. I've got a 7-year-old granddaughter, probably a little too violent when you talk about all the prisoners, the Holocaust. But any child above, say, 11 or 12 definitely should see this film. And you ought to make it a must list on your agenda to see this wonderful film at the D-Day Museum. Enjoy looking over the site. Glad you spent some time with me this week. I'll talk to you soon.